This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Okay, this is a bonus module. Surprise. We're going to call it Module 6, or the bonus module, on the virtual closing system. So when I first came up with the virtual closing system, I mentioned iQualify Lending as part of getting payment plans and things like that. And then I thought about Jason, who's one of the partners in it, and I called him up and I said, you know what? I think I want to make this a permanent part of the virtual closing system. And he was all for it. So that's why he's here. So I'm not getting any money from him for doing this, but I'm doing it because I think it's so important and it would be so useful for you that's taking on the virtual closing system that I'm making it a permanent part of the product, you know? So that's the whole reasoning. So the whole goal here is not only up to this point, it's been to help you retain better, to retain a higher percentage of clients, but there are still going to be clients that say, let me think about it, or I'm not sure. And money will be in the back of their mind. So we want to take that big obstacle away from them. And iQualify Lending with Jason Brown, who's my guest today, we're going to talk about the nuances of it, why it helps, et cetera. But it's going to remove one of those last barriers to people retaining you. So Jason, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, quick stat. You told me the stat. I don't remember the numbers, but for attorneys that are using your system, how much better are they retaining? Like, what? How many more clients as a percentage are they retaining?
About 47%.
Holy cow. That's great. Okay. Excellent. Right. All right. Well, go. We'll start off with that detail first. So attorneys always want to know, the first thing usually is, my practice area is X, so can you help me? So to give them right off the bat some, you know, should they be here or not be here, which practice areas have you helped attorneys offer financing in?
I'd say our three most prominent fields are going to be criminal defense, family, and immigration.
Okay. Auto accidents, well, you know, that way it's a contingency, so it's different.
Sure.
What about bankruptcy? Usually is the state sets the fees, so I don't know if that applies here.
Right. Well, keeping in mind, one of the aspects of what we offer is a financial product. And so if we've got a financing product where you can literally do financing on a legal retainer fee, with bankruptcy, we tend to find that those people are more credit challenged and the product doesn't work as well in that field. But it works incredibly well, criminal defense, family, and immigration.
How about estate planning?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And then, you know, any civil type cases, that may work as well, right?
Right. I mean, really, we can handle just about any type of law.
Okay.
But we find that the highest and best use attorneys are those in those three fields. I mean, literally, if you do business planning, I mean, if you work with clients on trademarks, I mean, if you can think about it, we can lend to it. But we have found that higher caseloads, consistent workflows coming in, and people that need you to meet them where they are financially do exist primarily in those three areas.
Okay, great. All right, I want to give people a sense of that. And I've known you for years on and off. How long have you been providing loans for attorneys?
We're heading on 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, we created this product and many different iterations of it along the way. Worked with the state bars along the way to get yeses from them and find a way that was going to work legally. And then even in the past 6 months, we have been able to work with the American Bar Association to get them to write an opinion about what we've done favorably. So they've endorsed us. And so now in all 50 states, we are practicing and we have attorneys in 47 states.
That's great. Okay. So it's bar compliant pretty much in every state, right?
Yes. And, you know, we lent out, or we gave offers to $357 million in fees last year.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. All right. Because I know attorneys are concerned about the ethics of this. So bar approved, or at least bar opinion says, okay, do it. And that's great. Okay. What's the very basic parameters of what you do? You know, I, let's say I'm an attorney and, you know, I have a client, I'm doing my initial consult. Now it comes to the, you know, the point of money. And let's say I charge, I don't know, $5,000 for a retainer, typically for what I do. Normally I would say, all right, my fee is $5,000 and, you know, maybe I can take half of it now and half of it in a month, et cetera. Or, you know, the client may balk. I mean, what can I do with your system and how can that be improved?
Sure. So our system has three steps. We did a survey. Clio also did a survey that agreed with our survey that 63% of clients who meet with an attorney leave feeling confused or unsure about the next steps and how to pay for the case. So that's where we really have laser focused in on, is this closing part. You know, attorneys want to convert more clients, they want to make more money, and they want to stop chasing their clients for money. Mm. So our system is primarily developed to solve those issues. We provide a cash option. So when you apply, or when you're speaking with a client and you want to present the payment options, what we've done is kind of modeled that of the dental and medical industry. We're going to present you three payment options. Here's your cash option at $5,000. We have a financing option that you could choose that would be zero down. You could pay the loan back over time with a fixed investment or a fixed interest rate loan, just like a car payment. And that would be about $150 a month. Or if neither of those would work, you know, we could work something out in-house where we'd take $2,500 down, payments of, you know, $450 or $500 a month over the next couple of months, and we can work it out that way. So by giving a client all three options right then and there, what it does is it meets the client where they are financially and allows them to say yes more, which is why our attorneys are converting so many more clients than the average attorney. Is we're giving the client that opportunity to say yes right then and there. And essentially, that's what you're looking for. You want more yeses and less let me think about it.
Yeah, that's the bane of everyone's existence. You know, you do your pitch, the initial consult. What if it goes 30 minutes and the person says, you know, let me think about it. Let me talk to my wife. I'm not sure. I'm going to call some other people and on and on and on. And that's just the dreaded answer. And I know attorneys don't want to chase those people. They feel, you know, icky about doing it, like they're annoying the person. So you want to get them right there and then on the call. That's the whole goal of this virtual close system. And that's why I brought you in here to talk about this.
I think the parts and pieces of your system, our system, line up perfectly, because when the attorney has done their three-part presentation, the client is closed on the competency of the attorney. Mm. It really just does become, can I afford it? And when you give that client all three options, it feels more like a banking product now. And oddly enough, whether they take to choose to pay you up front or take a financing option, which we handle everything for, and you get paid in full up front, or they choose a payment plan and we completely manage that payment plan for you, because it looks, acts, and feels like a bank, it removes some of that ickiness and some of the, you know, the attorney being responsible for this. You know, now it's a banking product instead of an attorney product, if you will.
Yeah, here's what I like, is it separates the attorney's representation completely from the money side.
Correct.
You know, the attorney could say, all right, you know, here's the financing available. The person takes it. The attorney gets paid, as you said, in full, you know, minus, I think it's a small fee.
Yeah, 5% fee.
Okay. Well, that's nothing. Within what, 72 hours typically?
Yeah, the funds are, and let me explain, because financing is something that everyone likes. You know, everybody's interested because they haven't heard about it.
Here's why it's important for people listening. So the attorney gets paid in full pretty soon, in a couple of days.
Yes.
That way they could focus on the legal work, which is what they want to do. They don't have to worry about the money. And then if the client, you know, stops paying, they don't have to try to get themselves out of the case. They can just do the legal work. They've been paid. And if the client doesn't pay, that's handled with the bank, with the financing company, which has nothing to do with the attorney. So it keeps the person emotionally separated from the two. It doesn't lead to bad reviews. It doesn't lead to being upset at the attorney or any of that stuff. And that's why I think it's awesome. I wanted to point that out.
Right. I agree with you. It removes the emotional component of collecting money. I mean, really, I tell this kind of joke often, is that you can graduate from Harvard or Brown or Princeton. You can get a 180 on your LSAT. You hang your shingle. You're ready to be an attorney. And you sign your first client, and all of a sudden, now you're a collection agent. You know, nobody came out of law school thinking, oh, man, I can't wait to be a collections agent when I grow up. You know, you wanted to be an attorney. And so our system allows you to practice law, and we handle everything else financially. No calling clients, no chasing them around, like you said, getting funded in full up front with no recourse. And that's a really big deal too, Richard, is when the loan is funded to you, you don't have to worry about me coming back to you and saying, hey, the client didn't pay, you owe me money. We take all of the risk in full upfront, and we're doing it with 12 different lenders in our platform, which means that you're going to get as many options as humanly possible for a client to be able to pay you. They're going to get the best deal for the client. The client gets to choose the best deal for them, and the attorney walks away smelling like roses because you just took a $5,000 DUI, zero down, $150 fixed installment loan, just like a car note. The client can afford it. They got access to justice. The attorney got paid in full. In many fees, it's earned upon receipt, so it's immediately available to, let's say, a criminal defense attorney, as we were speaking there. And it really solves the problem of cash flow.
Definitely.
Liquidity.
Definitely. Excellent, yeah. You mentioned this a bunch of times, that attorneys tend to think of financing as a last resort, only if the person says, I don't have money or I can't afford it. But you've also told me in private conversations that the attorneys that are doing the best are offering it to everyone. Why would they do that?
I think there's a mindset issue that is natural. You know, if we go back to the story of hanging your shingle and all of a sudden becoming a collection agent, I think attorneys are primed against wanting to put someone on a payment plan because it makes them a collection agent. So they want to get paid cash right now today. Many attorneys have cash flow issues. You know, month to month, they've got to pay their bills. So everyone wants to get paid in cash, but I mean, having dealt with thousands of attorneys, we realize that doesn't happen maybe 10% of the time, you know, where a client can really pay in full up front. And some practices are built differently. Okay. But the reality is getting paid in full up front is important. If you only offer financing to clients who don't have a job, they don't have another way to pay you, you wouldn't put them on a payment plan. There's no way we're going to get them approved for financing. And so attorneys, I think, had that mentality of, like, as a last resort, I'll offer financing because I really just want them to write me a check, but also because financing can be complicated, you know, to an attorney. Oh, well, I'm not sure what to do. It's why we built the system that presents all three options at once, because it takes the attorney out of the conversation. It makes it very clear. This is how clients are used to doing business. They are used to going and being offered a cash price. They're used to going and being offered a financing price. The only difference for them is that you'll work out an in-house payment plan with them as well. By us managing that for you, it takes away that headache as well. So I think offering financing to everyone up front is important, because oftentimes people with great credit are going to want to finance a product. They're used to doing it that way.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I know attorneys run into that they hate. These lowballers that say, oh, if a DUI is normally $5,000, they say, oh, I'll do it for $1,500. You know, the attorneys know that attorney is not going to barely do anything. They'll just plead the person out, for instance. They have to defend against those people, because some clients will call and they'll say, oh, so-and-so will do it for $1,500. Well, this can take all that away. You could say, not only can I do a lot more for the amount of money I'm charging, if I only charge you $1,500, I could barely represent you. There's not much I could do. I couldn't, you know, have multiple appearances in court. I couldn't get expert witnesses, et cetera. So not only is my fee allow me to do a lot more for you, but we have payment plans that actually will be more affordable than shelling out that $1,500 to so-and-so. So I can see that this would be a really great antidote to those lowballers that are out there in the market. And it would still keep the attorney's positioning and value.
And if you pair it with the system that you've built, it's one of the things that I really like about your system is I can sit down with a client and show them the difference. You know, going through the case details and drawing out the diagram and having that outcome tree allows me to see the difference in what I'm getting for my money. Because you and I and every attorney in the world knows one thing's for sure. People believe that people with money don't face the same kind of criminal justice or issues or family issues that people without money face.
Right,
and people with money want an affordable way to hire an expert to help them with their case. Your system shows that they're an expert. My system gives them the affordable way to do that, and it's the perfect pairing.
Okay. Yeah, and I also wanted to talk about the types of clients that attorneys would take on too. So if you only offer financing or payment plans to people that tell you they have no money, they're not likely to be a good client. They're telling you they have no money. So even on a payment plan, they probably wouldn't be able to pay you or they'll fall out. In addition, emotionally, those kind of people tend to have other problems in their life, you know, maybe fault of their own, no fault of their own. But, you know, everyone knows that a stressed and anxious an unhappy client in their own personal life, it comes back on you as the attorney. They'll call you more often in desperation. They may end up getting arrested while you're in the middle of representation or a domestic violence call or having to file bankruptcy or who knows. So they tend not to make good clients at all. So you want to offer financing to people that are emotionally resilient and have some ability to function normally. And what the financing does, it doesn't just give the person the money. It also relaxes them because the financial burden on the client is less. Now the client can be better behaved because they have less of a money pressure in their own life. They haven't had to shell out 2, 3, 5, 10 grand in one big nut. That's a lot of stress for them. So they'll be a better behaved client for you just because of that.
I agree completely. I mean, Jay Foomberg said it best. He's, you know, a great legal mind and speaker, but he said a client that can't or won't pay you at the beginning of the case, can't and won't pay you at the end of the case. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but it's close enough.
Yeah,
it's clients exactly. Without money are always going to be without money. But it's not the clients or, you know, what our system does is it changes that prospect of having money. Not everybody's got $10,000 sitting in a 401k or in their savings account to be able to stroke a check. Most people don't, matter of fact. Statistically, we know that 70% of America or north of 60% of America is one paycheck away from being out on the streets.
But what
we have learned is that if I can make your legal case about the same cost as a family cell phone plan, I mean, you're talking about adding tremendous value to a client's life at that point in time. You've got a grateful client, a thankful client, someone who is going to tell everyone they know about you. And that word of mouth, again, is going to drive more free business in through your front door just by providing a solution for a client, because not every attorney has it. And when you do, you've got a significant leg up.
Hey, you know what's funny? I recently had a fence put in around my house, and I had the same situation. We had a finance company that we pay, and I feel about them completely differently than I feel about my fence guy. My fence guy, he did a good job. I love him. You know, I even called him the other day to refer him. And the finance company, them I don't like, because them I have to pay and they're annoying, you know. But I realize I'm experiencing the same thing. Like, it's completely separated in my mind, the two. So I imagine that the same thing, again, would happen with the attorney, is that the client will be very happy with the attorney. They could focus on the legal side. And the finance stuff, that's someone else's game, and there's no ill will that leaks over to the attorney from it.
Right. And it's a very simple psychological hack that is incredibly effective. We look, act, and feel like a bank. The clients make their payments to us because of that. You know, there aren't the sob stories and the, like, you know, you've mentioned kind of the emotional turmoil that many clients are going through in events like this. And oftentimes the attorney becomes the therapist and the, you know, the psychiatrist and, you know, having to walk through all of that. And then they've heard all of this information and then they've got to call and ask him for money, knowing about their situation. You know, it makes for a very uncomfortable situation for the attorney. And think about this. It does happen. You know, attorneys manage their own payment plans. They are collection agents. They do, you know, take money up front for cases. But I'm a business owner. And I have payment management tools that I use. So we'll just, you know, for example, Stripe. If I get a notification from Stripe that one of my payment plans, payments didn't go through, that makes me stop in my tracks. I have to stop what I'm doing and go, okay, do I need to call them now? How much did they owe? Are they behind? Do I have a case coming up? Do I need to petition the judge to be withdrawn from the case? You know, am I going to chase these people down? 15 telephone calls. Sheila at the front desk, can you call them? And that happens multiple times a day to every attorney in America.
Yeah,
you know, it's a nightmare to manage that aspect of it. And so by allowing us to do all of that, imagine not getting an email that says, you know, your client has charged back to $4,000 fee and they withdraw it from your bank account immediately. Imagine not having to deal with that. Imagine not having to get those emails that say, oh, a client missed a payment plan. Somebody else took care of that for you. And matter of fact, we do it so well that our attorneys typically make 93 cents on the dollars for their cases that are on payment plans with us. Now, if your firm is making that kind of money, you don't need me.
Yeah,
but if you're not near 93 cents, imagine what life looks like if you just got paid more for the clients you already are signing. You know, this isn't rocket science here. We're just better at it than you are. That's it.
Well, let's get into some of the parameters. So I know it depends on the person's finances. What are the loan amounts that you go up to, and what's the interest rate? What could it be depending on the person's, you know, financial background?
Yeah, I'll just kind of give you a general outline. It's loan amounts from $1,000 to $50,000. Decisions are made instantly, 15 seconds. A client can apply without affecting their credit, does what's called a soft credit pull. Nice. And our interest rates follow federal usury rates for credit card guidelines. So we follow federal usury banking guidelines, which annotate that we can charge between 2.99 and 29.99% interest rate. And those are going to be based on, you know, your credit, the length of the term, the type of loan that you take. But the beauty is that we have a large bank of lenders that are all competing for the right to earn your client's business. So you're not just stuck with whatever offer you get. Oftentimes our clients will receive multiple offers and from different lenders, which allow them to find the deal that's a best fit for them while the attorney gets paid in full up front.
And the loan terms are what, 2 to 5 years, you said?
Yeah, 2 to 5 years. That's correct.
Okay. And up to 50,000, that covers pretty much everything. Even up to 20,000 covers just about everything that we'll be dealing with. So, okay.
Right. And one of the things I do want to touch on that we built in specifically because we work with attorneys is we remove the headache of wondering how much they would qualify for. So let's say you have a divorce case and you need $10,000. You know, as your retainer up front, and a client applies for financing, if they couldn't get approved for the entire $10,000, we have an automated counteroffer system built in. So it would tell you the client is could get approved for up to $7,500, so that you don't have to wonder, you know, and keep applying and try and hit the nail on the head with what you could get a yes on. Inversely, let's say it's a family case and you applied for $10,000, but they got approved for up to $20,000 or $25,000. You know, that allows you to have a realistic conversation with the client right then and there about the potential future cost of the case and how they intend to pay for that. You may be able to gather all of the money up front because the client knows that they could take a $20,000 loan for $600 a month.
Mm. You know, what that also tells you is it reveals the hand of your client. It tells you how financially strong they are. So again, this goes back to a good client versus a pain in the ass client. A good one is going to be financially stable enough and have less problems. One that can't get approved for much financing or not even your total retainer fee. Like, they're probably going to have problems and they're going to blow up and not pay you if you try to shoehorn them in and take them anyway.
Right. Yeah. And many attorneys, I'm sure, are going to find that to be true.
Okay. So let's go through literally the application process. Like, I'm on the phone or I'm on video with a potential client, and we get to that point of the retainer. I give them the three options, like you said. The person says, "Oh, you know, financing. You know, what do I do? How do I apply? Like, what are the steps literally from that point?"
Sure. So, if they want to apply for financing, when you create those three options to talk about with the client, there's a button on there that you can say "email to client," so they have it in real time, and they can, from that email, pay you, apply for financing, or go onto a payment plan from anywhere, from their phone, from their computer. But if you're sitting with a client right then and there and they say, "Yeah, I want to apply for financing," I mean, it's a 30-second application. They would click submit, and about 15 seconds, they will get offers from all of the banks that are going to make offers to them. The attorney will also get an email with all of the offers that we made to the client. And that way, if a client applies later in the evening, when they thought they might take a payment plan, but they decided to go financing instead just to see if they get approved, the attorney will know what they were approved for. But yeah, that entire process takes about 15 seconds. It will not affect the client's credit to apply and see what offers they have. They will be notified which lenders made those offers. They click accept offer, the bank reaches out, we reach out, and within 24 to 72 hours, that client is funded, the attorney is notified, then they can be paid in full, and the client goes on a payment plan that starts in 30 days.
Well, okay, so as the attorney doing the initial consult, we get to the point where the client applies and they get offers. So if they get any offers at all, am I safe to go ahead now and present my retainer agreement and get that thing signed and move forward, or am I in danger till the money literally gets sent to me?
No, I would, matter of fact, most of our attorneys are going to add some kind of contingent to language just for this, Because yes, if we make them an offer, the offer is good. But if for some reason they can't prove their income, or maybe they worked at as a bartender and they make all tips and they told us they made $50,000 a year, but they can't prove it. You know, those kinds of things could get in the way, but it doesn't happen often. But by having that contingent to retainer financing agreement in your general language, what that will allow you to say is, if you are taking a loan to pay for the retainer value of this case and you do not receive the funds for the loan, then the retainer is null and void.
Oh, good, good.
Right.
Can get trapped in a case and the judge won't let him out.
Right. So what most attorneys are doing is they say, great, you've been approved for financing. Let's go ahead and sign the retainer agreement. I'll take a small deposit, you know, $300, $500. We don't require that, but it's the handshake that closes the deal with your client. They've paid you money. They've signed an agreement. They're your client now. So right. If you ever had a client take financing and the money, you know, and then back out, that was just because you didn't do a good job closing them. Having them sign the agreement, getting them as a client for you. I don't think any of the clients that are using this video close system are going to have that issue because they've clearly established their value and now they're just waiting on payment.
Yeah, and you do want to take a token amount, even if it's $100 or something.
Sure.
Because that just makes it, okay, this is serious, we're doing this, there's your good faith deposit to me, nothing, and right. Let's get moving.
Most people won't shake your hand on an agreement and then back out. It's just right. Naturally how we're built.
Okay, yeah, and again, I encourage the attorneys to at least take a token amount, something. You know,
right.
To seal the deal. Okay, that's great. So, all right, so the person gets the offers, then they do the paperwork with the lenders directly. And then typically, how long does it take for the person to get their paperwork in? And then what happens once they do?
Yeah, again, you're looking at 24 to 72 hours from the time that the client reaches out to the bank and says, yes, I want to accept this offer. Because then, that's when the underwriters and the processors get involved, make sure that if we need a pay stub or a bill to verify their address, I mean, if we need a copy of the driver's license or something, we'll go ahead and procure that on behalf of the client. Right. We do all of the work. And then once the loan is ready to fund and funds are dispersed, the client and the attorney will get an email that says, congratulations, your loan has been funded. It's now time to collect your fee. And so once that happens, the attorney reaches back out to the client and says, congratulations, everything's good. You know, going to go ahead and pay up the remainder of the balance. So $5,000 minus the $500 I took up front, that'll be $4,500. The client makes the payment to the attorney, and then the client makes the payments to the lender. Again, first payment due in 30 days.
Yeah, so, this is the one wrinkle that I thought was like weird. So I just want to clarify it. So because of the bar rules and ethics, et cetera, the loan money will actually get deposited to the client's account first. And then the attorney drafts it from there. You recommend it through ACH. They set that up beforehand. For whatever reason, this is how the ABA and everyone wanted it set up. So
correct.
I just want the attorneys to understand that. So the money, the lump will go into the client's account. It gets drafted right away into your account, and you'll get notified of it. So now you've got your money. Great. Now you just start as normal with the client. You don't have to worry about anything. And the client will start getting their bills from the financing company, and off you go.
Correct. Yeah, okay. Super simple.
That's great. Okay. All right. So then some of the mechanics of the system, like, you know, for attorneys to use the system, you know, what does it cost them? And then, you know, each time they do a loan, what does it cost them, et cetera? Let's go into that.
Sure. So the cost of the system is we charge $299 per month. That's every month. So that's a recurring fee.
Okay.
We charge a one-time $299 setup. In addition to that, we charge a 5% fee, regardless of whether it's financing or in-house payment plan that we're managing for the attorney. It's 5% of whatever is collected. So if an attorney took a loan for a client needed to pay an attorney $5,000, but they got approved for $10,000 and they got the $10,000 funded, but the attorney only collects five. We're only going to make them pay the 5% fee on whatever money they received from the client, from the proceeds. So,
right, so for a given loan, it's $50 per thousand fee that the attorney would pay. So if they right. do a $5,000 retainer, they're going to pay what? $250 in fees to you. So they'll net $4,750.
Right. In some states, you're required to charge that fee to the client, like Texas requires that you charge that 5% fee to the client. So you'll receive the $5,000 plus the $250 to cover that fee. You can choose to mark up your fees if you want to, if it's allowed in your state. Some states do not allow that. We'll tell you when you come in, you know, what the rules are for your state. And then again, with the payment plan, if we manage one of those for you, if I collect a $100 payment, I keep five and give 95 back to you. And that those are the costs associated with using the system. If somebody does go on a payment plan with us, the client will actually pay a $49 one-time setup fee. And essentially, we just ping that against their bank account or their payment method to establish that payment.
All right. So the attorney keeps 95% of the retainer. That's incredibly reasonable in my mind. If you're going to pine over the 5%, I mean, come on, you know, first of all, that means you're pricing yourself so close to the bone that, you know, you're not going to be in business anyway. So 5% really is not going to hurt anybody. And you mentioned a stat in the beginning that attorneys close like 40-some-odd% more clients.
47,
so
right.
The fees to do this are like nothing. If you use this system and you're getting any flow every month, if you're getting, I don't know, if you're doing five consults a month and you close one more of them because of this, I mean, it more than pays for itself. So the fees seem really minimal to me.
Right. Yeah. Nobody ever, oddly enough, we don't charge enough. Really, we don't. We could charge an extra 10% and people would still pay us once they see the results. Because to your point, I'm going to talk about two things. If you got two clients a month approved for financing, it's $120,000 in additional upfront immediate cash revenue. That's a boatload of money for a small firm where two finance loans would make a really big difference. The other thing to keep in mind is if you're pricing yourself, so like you said, close to the bone where profit margins are slim, start thinking about your case costs in terms of monthly dollars. So if I did a $1,000 case, it's $30 a month. And if you start applying that kind of that mentality to it, a $5,000 case is $150 a month. A $6,000 case is only $180 a month. So when you start thinking about it like that, if I raised my fee $1,000, could the client sitting in front of me afford an extra $25 or $30 a month?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, you know, that's what's really cool. It's just like, I mean, well, maybe it's not a good example, but it is like selling a car. So let's say I'm talking to a client and, you know, the potential client like wants to work with me and I tell them the fee and I tell them the payments and they go, oh, great, you know. And I could say, you know, if you can handle a little bit more payments, it looks like you're approved for more. I can call in expert witnesses or I can do more appearances for you. Or I can really like get, you know, I can't promise it, of course, but I can do a lot more work to get you probably a better result. I can now put more legal power behind it and really like do my job for you and represent you well, you know?
Right. And that goes into that whole, like what you would call maybe your decision tree. I would always, my first question if I was an attorney would be, what specific outcome for you would be best case scenario in the matter that we're talking about right now? Because when you talk about it in those regards, you've got them thinking about solving the problem, not dealing with it. Like,
yeah, that's what I tell the attorneys to ask them, you know, what's the most important thing about your situation that you want resolved above everything else? And keep harping on that because it aligns perfectly with what the person just told you. If you give that to them or if you keep refocusing it on that thing, I mean, they're going to be like, all right, let's do it. This is what I want.
You know? Absolutely. So again, once you get someone talking about solving the case, now cost is not the issue. Now affordability is the issue. I don't care what it costs me. The question is, can I afford it? And so if I'm thinking about, again, a $5,000 DUI case at $150 a month, when you tell me I could bring in expert witnesses and, you know, really go after the DA on this one and it's going to cost me an extra $2,000, well, that's only $60 a month for me. And when you're talking about freedom and the cost of freedom for an extra $60 a month, we might be able to just beat the whole thing and I won't lose my license and I won't go to jail and I won't have to do community service. You know what I mean? I know you can't promise an outcome, but I'm just thinking about the possibility of the things that you could do for an extra $30 a month and $1,000 to the attorney, $2,060. You know what I mean?
This is a good exercise for any attorney listening. So if you're family law, what does that look like for you? Can you tell the person, well, you know what? We might be able to get a better co-parenting plan for you. You get more visitation or more co-parenting. You know, if it's an estate situation, you know, we may be able to mount a much better defense so that the other beneficiaries don't take that house and you get nothing. You know, if it's, again, another kind of case where you're looking at maybe a long time in jail, well, now we have the money maybe to, you know, maybe make an appeal or two and really see if we can keep you out or reduce your time or whatever it is. I mean, so for attorneys listening, think about your particular practice area and then imagine what could you do for the client if they paid you a couple of thousand more, or maybe even 5,000 more in some cases. And that'll get you going. And then you can see, oh, that'll only cost the client another $30 per thousand. I mean, that's great.
Right. And also keep in mind, you know, it's interesting is there's what I call the car conundrum. Everyone who owns a car thinks that the value of cars, the cost, the monthly payment of cars, that people would not ever pay more than they're paying. So if you're paying $400 a month, you're like, who pays $600 a month for a car payment? Well, a large percentage of America does. Well, who pays $800? Again, you'd be surprised at the amount of what people can afford. See, that's the difference. When you want me to write you a check for $20,000, I don't have it. But I can take $600 a month in debt on. I can afford it. And so that's the mentality that has to change with attorneys and anyone who's listening is you have to stop thinking about this in terms of how many zeros can I collect, but what monthly payment could these people afford and what fee could I charge for that? Mm. So yeah, if I say, can you pay $250 a month? And they say, yeah. And I go, great, for $250 a month, we can do bang, bang.
Yep.
I'm like, oh.
I mean, that's how I think too. You know, oh, it's only another $100 a month. Yeah, I'll figure it out. I think things will go well, and I'll hit
right.
the road to bankruptcy. But I've thought that many times.
Oddly enough, it's the American way as well. And you know, it's interesting is we've all been in a situation where if we had just done a little bit more, the outcome would have been extraordinarily different.
Yeah.
And so that's how I think about it: is if I'm speaking with an attorney and he tells me, "Listen, for all of this, for an extra $60 a month, I can do all of this stuff." Versus write me a check for $2,000, which I don't have. But if you give me the $60 a month, I can do these things. Man, I would live with serious regret if I said, well, no, I can't really afford the extra $60. Nobody's going to say no if they can afford it. And I mean, that's really where you find out what people can really afford.
It makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
So, all right. So that's that system. And we're going to tell attorneys how to reach out to you. Let's do that now, and then we'll continue on, and I want to do it again. So attorneys that are interested, that want to reach out to you and get this going for them, how long does it take to get set up, and how do they find you?
Right. So you go to iqualifylending.com, fill out one of the many forms that are on our website. You will get an email to book a time with one of our sales specialists. They'll reach out, have a conversation with you, explain any questions and details that you have on how the system works. But from there, you give us a little bit of information about your firm, and within 24 hours, we've got you up and running.
Wow. Okay.
Right. So you could be offering financing tomorrow if click and sign up today.
All right. And then the other products, you mentioned them, but I wanted to keep them separate. So if I'm an attorney and I already have a book of receivables, I have, I don't know, 30 clients on a payment plan, can you help me to collect from those people? Like, what can you do in that situation?
So I can. It's reformatting one of the products that we have right now, which is part of our three-part offer system.
Okay.
So again, we built a system after having financing for 3 years and offering financing and having good success with it, but we realized we still hadn't solved the problem for attorneys of getting paid because not everybody gets approved for financing. And not everybody who gets approved for financing takes the offer. Mm-hmm. And attorneys will freak themselves out, shoot themselves in the foot, and put somebody on a payment plan. So as a result of that, we realized attorneys are still putting 40 to 60% of their clients on a payment plan. And if we could solve that problem of managing those payment plans and collecting on their behalf and setting up a way to actually charge an interest rate if the state allows it, which many states do. So we built that system. We partnered with a company that is backed by Dan over at Rocket Mortgage. You know, he's the owner, Dan Gilbert, of Rocket Mortgage. He helped us create this banking compliance product that allows us to manage the payment plans for attorneys. You put a client on a payment plan, we manage it from contract setup, every payment, call follow-up, if there's a collection, if there's a charge-off, we handle that for you as well. Any SOC security issues, you know, lots of attorneys are taking payments from clients and have social security numbers and credit card numbers on Excel spreadsheets. I mean, it is a wildfire waiting for an ignition switch. It's really unhealthy for that to happen.
Tell me about that briefly. What's the consequence if an attorney has, you know, socials and things like that? I mean, I guess the attorney gets hacked, or like, how could the attorney be liable for
everything? Yeah, if the attorney gets hacked, I mean, oddly enough, all it takes is someone with a camera and a bad intention. I mean, someone could literally just come in and take a picture of, I've seen it in attorney's offices where there's an Excel spreadsheet with all the client's information, bank account numbers and credit card numbers and social security numbers and stuff on there. And again, you're thinking to yourself, well, that's not going to happen to me. But if your information got hacked, you can say goodbye to your law practice. I mean, the door.
As a side story, I have two clients over the past 3 years. They had ransomware attacks, and they had to pay Bitcoin to get out of them. And I don't know what happened to their files, but all their files got encrypted. So, I mean, that happens. This could happen. Yeah. So it's important to know. Right.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is when it comes to money, you need to have someone who is a professional banker, people who understand SOC 2 security, and people who understand how to build all of this technology and pass it through and not leave a digital footprint. And that in and of itself is, I mean, that's where the feds get involved. You know, the SEC comes knocking on your door. That's not what you want.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. You said a lot of attorneys will have a big book of receivables. Literally, what can they do? How can they hand that book to you and you manage it? Like, what's involved?
Right. I mean, really what it comes down to is making an offer to a client who is willing to accept some kind of reasonable payment plan. And I give this example all the time. If a client owes you $2,500 and you're trying to collect $500 a month from them, it's not going to happen. In those cases for clients who have fallen off a payment plan. Yeah. But if you called back and said, hey, can you pay me $120 a month? You know, now what you've done is you've made a reasonable offer, something that I can say yes to. And for you, it's already charged off debt. So if the client says yes, and you put them on a payment plan and I manage that payment plan for you, really what you've done is you've turned your charge-offs and your collectibles into mailbox money until that debt's paid for. Once we're done with that cycle, imagine not having collectible debt anymore. Imagine not having to deal with that, because if you're left with a book of business with us, we can literally renegotiate the contract on your behalf at any point in time. So if the client says, hey, listen, my wife lost her job and it's crazy town. We can't make a $500 payment. If we can respond and say, all right, what can you make? Like, I don't know. Could you do 150? Oh, yeah, I could do 150. Okay, we'll put you on 150 until you get back on your feet. You know, again, those are the things that we have to work with the attorneys on those and get their, you know, okay with stuff like that. But that's the thing that I have the ability to do for an attorney as well, is I already know that things are going to happen. And my job is to try not to involve the attorney in any way, shape, or form unless I have to. If a client's 60 days delinquent and they aren't making payments, I have to notify the attorney and say, listen, it's time for you to petition the judge and see if you can get removed from the case for non-payment.
Yeah.
If you're in a situation where the judge says, kick rocks, you're stuck on the case, now we renegotiate the monthly fee. Because I'd rather collect $100 from somebody than nothing if the judge is going to bind me to the case. You know what I mean? I have to meet the clients where they're at financially. And when we do that, everybody gets paid. But attorneys, I mean, who's got the bandwidth to manage all of that? Again, we're back to being a collection agent.
Well, that's what I was going to mention is there's an emotional part to collections, but there's also a personnel part. You need a body to sit there and pick up the phone and call these people and email these people and get information and write it down and run the cards. And I mean, you need a lot of times the admins will do that. If you're a true solo, you do it, but it sucks up your admin's time. They can't be filing motions for you. They can't be doing the legal side of things if they're caught up in the collections part. And if you hate collections, you know your admins are going to not want to do it. They may even think like you don't deserve the money. They may feel bad for your clients. And they'll say, you know, so-and-so is down on their luck and my boss, the attorney, is charging them this money. I'm just going to let him go, or I'm not going to even try. Like that happens. That happens all over the place. You know, a lot of attorneys are perceived as rich, even if they're not, and bad. And the clients are perceived as the poor person that just needs help. So You may be getting sabotaged by your admins and never know it. They may be sabotaging you and not even knowing they're sabotaging you. So
I was going to say they are naturally because, you know, for example, Karen, who works at the front and took the job, didn't realize that a large percentage of her life was going to be devoted to chasing down clients for money, like Shakedown Fridays. She didn't realize that was part of the job, and she's fine with it. She does the work. She likes you. She likes, you know, the family feel of the law firm. But Karen is also a mother. And so she hears these stories and she has a natural empathy that I think humans naturally are built to have. And it's like, to your point, oh, it's a tough time. And you didn't hear the sad story. But Karen is also sitting on the phone for 45 minutes listening to them and then coming back and selling you on why she can't collect the payment. Yep. Like it's a double loss for you as a small, you know, as a solo prac or a small firm. So if we can take Karen out of that process completely, then we remove the stress from Karen and from you. We give you her time back. She can focus on things that are actually going to help you win more cases and achieve better results for your clients. Fixing the problem for Karen as well as you is so important. And it's a much bigger problem than you think it is. I promise you.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
I'll tell you a quick story. We're talking to one of the largest criminal defense firms out on the West Coast, and we've had them financing with us for years. You know, they make about $100,000 a month in financing, you know, just off finance deals.
Okay.
They found out, you know, that we created this product along the way, as we mentioned, this back end product to manage these payment plans. And when we reached out to them and they found out that we had it, we immediately had all of the owners on the phone. I mean, it took 15 minutes. Because it's a massive problem for them to who's managing it. What if someone calls in sick? What if somebody takes maternity leave or quits or gets fired? I've got to teach someone how to do all of this, get them all back up to date, get everybody back online. And there's a really good chance you might go weeks without collecting payment unless you're going to do it yourself again. And now we're back to that whole collection agent thing.
Yep.
So when they found that out, I mean, they got paper burn trying to sign the agreement. It was like, sign us up immediately. This is a problem we never want to have to manage again. And now they couldn't imagine their life doing that work again. So imagine that. Imagine never having to worry about calling and chasing clients around for money again. Like that problem just disappeared from your practice today. How's that feel?
Yeah, that's great. So is this products 2 and 3, or is that just 2, and is there anything else?
No, that's it. I mean, what we've done is, to wrap it all up, it was us and Cleo. Both came to the same conclusion. 63% of the time, the client leaves your office feeling unsure about the next steps and how to pay for the case. And so we offer clarity on those three options. We meet the clients where they are, and that allows the attorneys that we're working with to convert more clients. They make more money. They're happier because they're not doing Shakedown Fridays and chasing their clients for money. Essentially, what we deliver are more yeses and less, let me think about it.
Excellent. And then, again, how to find you, Jason? What's the best way?
iqualifylending.com. Fill out the form, and the salesperson will reach out. I mean, it's a super quick process. If you reached out today, we could have you signed up and ready to go moving forward tomorrow.
Excellent. All right, well, this ends the bonus module. I think it's going to be a fantastic bonus for everyone. If you go through this virtual closing system and you really try hard and use all the modules, you don't have success. I mean, there's something terribly wrong with you. So I'm excited for the success of the people using the system. And Jason, thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Richard.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.